Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shen Yun caps off Taiwan tour with sold-out shows and glowing reviews. Phoenix, forum on organ harvesting in China held at University of Arizona College of Medicine. VOA, resolution introduced in U.S. House to stop organ trafficking mentions Falun Gong practitioners. U.S. State Department 2015 Human Rights Report, repression and coercion markedly increased in China. Supposedly public trial closed to defense lawyer and supporters of wrongfully accused Falun Gong practitioner. And Chinese at Sacramento Picnic Day Parade, Falun Gong's performance, great, great, and great. Now for the stories.
Shen Yun caps off Taiwan tour with sold-out shows and glowing reviews. Shen Yun Performing Arts presented the last performance in Taiyuan, Taiwan, on April 16, 2016, completing its month-long seven-city tour in Taiwan. The three performances in three Taiwan cities during the second half of the tour were sold out. The show also attracted theatergoers from other countries who appreciated the opportunity to experience an authentic culture through the stunning beauty of Shen Yun. Sixth Bishop of Hong Kong, presenting the original value of life. Joseph Zen Zai Kyun, the sixth bishop of Hong Kong, who flew in from Hong Kong to see the performance in Taoyuan on April 14th, said Shen Yun exhibits the truth and the original value of life. It is to live according to the truth, speak the truth, and respect the conscience of each other. China has a precious culture. Unfortunately, they, the Communist Party, abandoned it. He said he believed that the decline in moral standards in China nowadays is closely relevant to the destruction of traditions. He said hopefully we can still win back our precious traditional culture someday. I hope that Shen Yun flourishes so more people can enjoy it. Hopefully one day we in Hong Kong can also see Shen Yun. Designer. Familiar, secure, and serene. 2 or 3 seconds after the curtain was raised, I began shedding tears because I had this very familiar, secure, and serene feeling, said Ms. Tai, the executive director at a design company after the performance in Tainan on April 1st. She said, I cannot find words to describe it. All I know is that I had this feeling of I am finally home. You can have such a sensation only when you are at Shen Yun. Ms. Tsai thought the costumes were visually very rich, and they not only gave people a sense of tranquility, but also conveyed a message of compassion and peace. Legislator grasps the essence of Chinese tradition. My salute to Shen Yun's general director, said legislator Apollo Chen, who was the head of cultural arts in Taoyuan. He attended the performance in Taoyuan with his wife on April 15th. Mr. Chen said, the attempt to combine different art forms allows its audience to have a fresh and unique experience. He commented that the performance grasps the essence of Chinese tradition through the art of dance. Took us to another world. We were enthralled. It was a divine experience that we had, said Uma, the head of projects at the Nalanda Way Foundation. She attended the performance in Taoyuan with a party of eight that flew in from India. It was wonderful, she said. It actually took us to another world. She wanted to thank the artistic director of Shen Yun, saying, he's doing an amazing job, making so many people happy and feel peaceful at the same time. I don't think the distance matters, so looking forward to next year, she said that she wouldn't mind making the 2,600-mile trip again. If I can bring some children with me, I'll be blessed. Shen Yun will continue its Asian tour with performances in Osaka, Japan, Tokyo, Japan, Gyeongju, South Korea, and Ulsan, South Korea.
Phoenix, forum on organ harvesting in China held at University of Arizona College of Medicine. The University of Arizona College of Medicine in Phoenix hosted a forum on the evening of April 15, 2016, with a theme of what is organ harvesting and its impact in the United States. Mr. David Mattis, renowned international human rights lawyer, attended the event, as did a representative from Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting. Dr. Gilcrease, an oncologist and professor at the University of Utah Medical School in Salt Lake City, also spoke to the forum. He is a member of Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting and spoke in detail about the evidence suggesting widespread forced organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners in China. Mr. Winston Liu, a graduate from Tsinghua University in China, who now lives in Phoenix, was on hand to relate his own personal experiences of persecution. Mr. Mattis proposed a resolution that would be presented to the state of Arizona to help end the atrocities in China. For example, under the proposed resolution, U.S. doctors could not directly recommend patients for organ transplants in China, nor could they provide patient information to Chinese organ transplant agencies. He said that U.S. professors teaching Chinese students on organ transplantation techniques should be aware where these medical procedures will be applied. This is because many such students could become transplant surgeons, and if they became involved in organ harvesting, their crimes would be too vicious. Dr. Gilcrease gave an example of this in a response to an Arizona medical professor who attended the forum. The professor was terrified to learn of the reality of organ harvesting in China. "Gosh, I have provided training to 6 people from China on corneal transplants." He agreed that more U.S. medical professionals should take action. In the resolution proposed by Doctors Against Forced Organ Harvesting, medical institutions and instructors would be required to remind Chinese trainees or give warnings regarding the crimes of live organ harvesting in China. Any involvement by the trainees would void their training or degrees obtained overseas, followed by legal consequences. Many people who came to the forum were shocked by the severe persecution in China.
Voice of America. Resolution introduced in U.S. House to stop organ trafficking mentions Falun Gong practitioners. House Resolution 3694, the Stop Organ Trafficking Act, was one of the resolutions passed by the Foreign Affairs Committee in the U.S. House of Representatives on April 21st, according to a recent Voice of America report. Ed Royce, chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said that organ trafficking exists in more than 20 nations and that criminal and terrorist organizations have been actively involved in this black market said to be worth up to $1 billion. Representative Dave Trott said that organ trafficking is a serious crime that has been around for a long time, but that the United States has not created policies or laws in time to fight against it. One sentence in the resolution states, "The World Health Organization estimates that approximately 10% of all transplanted kidneys worldwide are illegally obtained, often brought from vulnerable, impoverished persons or forcibly harvested from prisoners." The resolution also indicated that Falun Gong practitioners may be victims of organ harvesting in China. Representative Trott said that Falun Gong has been persecuted in China for many years. Researcher and journalist Ethan Gutman estimates that approximately 65,000 Falun Gong adherents may have been killed for their organs from 2000 to 2008, and that a number of other religious and ethnic minorities may also have been targeted. Representative Trott urged the U.S. government to take action against organ trafficking, saying that the U.S. government should lead the efforts to stop this notorious crime and stand with those who are the most vulnerable in the world. After passing the Foreign Affairs Committee, the resolution will be voted on by all the members of the House of Representatives.
U.S. State Department 2015 Human Rights Report, Repression and Coercion Markedly Increased in China. The U.S. State Department recently released country reports on human rights practices for 2015. The report on China, which includes Tibet, Hong Kong, and Macau, stated, "Repression and coercion markedly increased during the year against organizations and individuals involved in civil and political rights advocacy and public interest and ethnic minority issues. The crackdown on the legal community was particularly severe, including human rights attorneys. Groups including Falun Gong continued to suffer torture and other cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment or punishment. Regarding organ harvesting, the report pointed out, international medical professionals and human rights advocates, however, questioned the voluntary nature of the system, which allows donations from prisoners on death row. The Secretary of State said during his remarks, "These are universal standards of human rights that have been adopted and accepted and are agreed to by most nations in the world, and even some nations that have agreed to them but violate them. These are the international standards. The United States is opposed to the use of torture in any form at any time by any government or non-state actor." Assistant Secretary Tom Malinowski said during his special briefing, "Now these reports contain a lot of unhappy stories from many countries, and they come at a time when it seems that authoritarian governments, beginning with influential powers like China and Russia, are striking out with particular ferocity against the freedoms of expression, association, and the press. In China, given all the hardships that people working for better governance now face, we think it is especially important to stand by the lawyers being imprisoned for doing their jobs, by the religious minorities persecuted for their faith, the activists and journalists being abducted, in some cases other countries for speaking out." Severe crackdown on human rights lawyers. The report states, starting in July, authorities launched a nationwide crackdown on the legal community, detaining more than 300 lawyers and law associates on charges ranging from picking quarrels and provoking trouble to inciting subversion of state power. Many of them were held for months without access to attorneys or to their family members, in violation of criminal procedure laws. Human rights lawyers reported that authorities did not permit them to defend certain clients or threatened them with punishment if they chose to do so. The government suspended or revoked the licenses of lawyers or their firms to stop them from taking sensitive cases, such as defending pro-democracy dissidents, house church activists, Falun Gong practitioners, or government critics.
Supposedly public trial closed to defense lawyer and supporters of wrongfully accused Falun Gong practitioner. The supposedly public trial of a Maoming City resident was closed to his defense lawyer and supporters. Only four family members of the defendant were allowed inside the courtroom, while the rest of the seats were filled with agents sent in by the local authorities. Dr. Wu Shiqi was charged with using a cult to undermine law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the Chinese Communist regime to frame and sentence Falun Gong practitioners. He had hired his own lawyer, who entered a non-guilty plea for him, but the lawyer was barred from entering the courtroom. The judge instead appointed two lawyers without Dr. Wu's consent. The court-appointed lawyers made a guilty plea for their involuntary client. The judge adjourned the hearing without issuing a verdict. Dr. Wu remains detained following his arrest in November 2015. Prior to his latest detention, Dr. Wu spent 7 years in prison and 1 year in a labor camp for refusing to renounce his faith in Falun Gong. His family worries that he may be subjected to the same kind of punishment for exercising his constitutional right to freedom of belief. Defense lawyer monitored before trial, pushed outside courtroom. Where the persecution of Falun Gong is very severe, it isn't always easy to secure a lawyer to defend a practitioner. Dr. Wu was lucky to have rights lawyer Mr. Zhang Zaning represent him and enter a non-guilty plea on his behalf, the first time in Maoming City that a lawyer agreed to defend the Falun Gong practitioner's innocence. The authorities, however, spared no effort in thwarting Mr. Zhang from defending his client in court. Mr. Zhang noted that he was monitored closely during his stay in the Dianbai district. The receptionist at his hotel was replaced by a plainclothes officer. Several plainclothes officers stayed at the hotel entrance, and several police cars parked on the street facing the hotel. The police also took pictures of the taxi that he took to the court. According to Dr. Wu's family, more than 100 plainclothes officers and local 610 office staff were posted outside the courthouse on the day of the trial. The entrance to the courthouse was closed and only a side door remained half open. Bailiffs checked the IDs of anyone who came to attend the hearing. When Mr. Zhang arrived, the bailiffs shoved him out the side door, even though he said several times that he was there to defend his client. The lawyer then went to the procuratorate to file a complaint against the court, only to be told that the 610 office had ordered them not to accept it.
Chinese at Sacramento Picnic Day Parade, Falun Gong's performance, Great, Great, and Great. Falun Gong practitioners who were part of the Divine Land Marching Band participated for the fourth time in the 102nd Picnic Day Parade held on the campus of the University of California, Davis, on April 16, 2016. As one of the largest community events in Sacramento, the parade and the following music shows, expos, and picnic activities attract more than 100,000 people each year. The performances by the Divine Land Marching Band were warmly welcomed by spectators. Many Chinese were surprised and happy to see Falun Gong, a practice that has been banned and persecuted in China. Ms. Zhu from Beijing said, "I like their music. I've never seen a Falun Gong group before. Their performance is great, great and great." Ms. Zhu's friend, Ms. Chi, is a visiting scholar at UC Davis. She said, "Falun Gong's band is very eye-catching. I saw them before I saw the other groups. Their performances are amazing. I like their costumes and the music." Westerners, too, liked the band's costumes and music. Bobby, a student at UC Davis, said that she admires the teachings of Falun Gong, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. "I believe that everybody should follow this teaching. The persecution of Falun Gong in China is unjustified. People should have freedom of belief." Otia, who videotaped the band's performances, echoed Bobby, saying, "The persecution is definitely wrong. It is great that they can participate in the parade here in California and freely practice their belief. People should help them to fight for their rights and right the wrongs." Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.